Yes, hi. This is Ivan from Local Splash. Is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Jessica. Thank you for calling us back. And yeah, I will be conducting your client interview today, and well, this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time to do it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And well, I want to start off by thanking you for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of service you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps.
Okay.
First, let me just check if you've already chosen a security question for your account. So the security question is going to be used for your protection. Whenever you give us a call in the future, and if you request for any major change on your account, our client service team may ask you this question. It seems like you haven't set up one yet, so let's set up one now. The choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like to choose?
Oh, let's just do the city I was born in.
Okay, and that would be?
Wellington, Kansas.
Wellington, okay. Okay, so that has been saved. Thank you for that. And well, I see that you have received the terms and conditions. You haven't signed it though. Do you have the time to sign it right now?
I just signed it just not too long ago.
You just signed it? Okay, that's perfect then. Thank you for doing so. And have you had the chance to like go over them or review them?
Yeah, I looked at them earlier. I read through the terms and stuff earlier.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you for doing that as well. So the next step is verifying all the business information we have for you is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so that I can make the necessary change.
Okay.
So your business name is JW Mobile Welding.
Yep.
And the address you have on here is 319 West 10th Street, Wellington, Kansas, 67152.
Yep, that's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is my home address.
Home address, okay. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I don't yet. I was just looking into that. I'll have to get that done.
Okay, not a problem. So both license and insurance are none for now.
Yeah, I'll have to get those done either today or tomorrow or something.
Okay, thank you. And well, with the
Okay.
ad, oh, sorry.
You need business registration?
But yeah, if you have that, then yeah, we can do that. If you can provide me with the registration number.
I was just trying to make notes that way I knew what I needed to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, either license or insurance and a business registration.
License, insurance, or businesses. Okay, I will do that.
Okay. And with the address that you provided, since it's your home address, will you be willing to share that address online or would you rather just hide
Rather hide it.
it? Okay, got it. I'll make sure to hide your address then. And for the phone number, so you opted in for the call tracking number with us. We will create a phone number for you, and that's what we will be promoting online.
Okay.
And the email address that we have here is jessicawhale660@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, just whale, with no Y, right?
Yep, that's correct. No, there's no Y.
Okay, thank you. So please check your email often as we will be sending you updates directly to your email.
Okay.
Okay, and let's talk about a website. You don't have a website yet, right?
No, I do have a Yelp account, but that's the only thing I have.
Okay. Well, yeah, not a problem. Well, the website creation is a part of your package, so you don't really have to pay extra for this. So we'll go ahead and create a new website for you. We call that My Site. Let me just check for a good domain name for your website. Give me a second.
Okay.
Are you okay with the jwmobilewelding.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go ahead and create a stunning new website for you. And in terms of the website, everything about the website in regards to the hosting, the editing, that is all for free as long as you're with us. However, in the future, if you decide to cancel, hopefully not, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99.
Okay. $99?
Yes, 99.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And would you also like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So let's now go over the keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see that you'll mainly do welding, and I have here a set of keywords that I researched before calling you. I'm going to read them to you. Just please let me know if this keywords that I have is good, or if it's not, or if you wish to add or remove some of the keywords that I have here in my head.
Okay.
So I have welder, welding services, welding contractor, mobile welding, fence welder, frames welding, aluminum welding, steel welding, stainless steel welding, custom metal structure, steel beam fabrication, manual gate installation, manual gate painting, staining, repair, fence painting, repair, and trailer repairs.
That all sounds good, except for the stainless one.
Stainless one. Okay. Let me remove the stainless one. Okay. Do you want to add more to that, or is this list good for now?
That's good right now.
Okay. Since this is okay, then we will be sending you an email with all of the keywords that we just went over. And if you wish to add or make some changes, just please respond to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
So the next part of the interview, it's just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. The first question is, is there anything unique about the business? Like, do you provide free estimates? Is this family-owned, locally owned and operated?
Locally owned, operated, woman-owned. What were the other ones that you said?
Free estimates, family-owned.
Yep, that one. Yep, both of those.
Both of those, okay. And what sets you apart from your competitors?
I don't know. We make sure we get it right.
Yeah, that's actually good. So making sure that the job is done and it's done right.
Yeah.
And I guess this is also what customers like about the business, right? Thank you. And do you have a mission statement?
It's strengthen every weld.
Strengthen every weld. Okay, hold on. Actually, this is a bit short to become a mission statement. This is actually a good tagline or slogan.
Okay, yeah, so I'll use that for the slogan. I don't know about mission statement.
Okay, it's okay.
I don't know.
I actually did prepare a few lines or a few phrases that can be considered as a mission statement. I'm going to read each one to you, and just let me know which one do you think is good.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, we bring creative projects and visions to life. Second, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Third, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. Fourth, we strive for higher standards of service. Fifth, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Sixth, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Seven.
I like number six.
Oh, okay. You like number six.
Could you read it to me again?
Yeah, definitely. So it will say exactly like this. At JW Mobile Welding, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. And how many years have you been in business? Like, when was the business established?
It was just established in December of 2024.
Oh, fairly new. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And well, in terms of experience, how many years of actual experience do you guys have in the field?
6 years.
Years, okay. And just at the moment, how many people is currently working in the company?
Just one.
Just you for now?
Yep, just me.
Okay. And do you do work with residential, commercial, or with both?
Both.
Both. And what are your hours of operation?
Right now, it's just Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I do have a full-time job Monday through Thursday, so.
Okay, and what's the time frame?
All day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So like 24/7 or like 6 to 6, something
yeah.
Like that?
Let's just do 24/7 on those 3 days.
24/7, okay. With emergency services?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Hold on. So all day with emergency services. And what are the types of payments that you usually accept?
I can do cash, check, Cash App. That's about it for right now.
Okay. How about like those Venmo or Zelle?
I don't have either one of those. All I have is Cash App.
Okay, not a problem. So now that we've gathered your business information, we have two options for you. Option number one, we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. This will be included at no additional cost. Option number two, we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. Which option do you prefer?
Is the second one free too, or?
The second one has an extra cost. I don't know the exact amount, but someone from our listings team will call you if you decide to choose that option.
I'll just go with the first option.
Okay, yeah. If I could actually recommend one as well, I would also recommend option number one. That's, for me, the better choice.
Yeah.
Okay, so... let's now talk about Google Business Profile. So the business itself is located in Wellington, Kansas. I'm going to ask you for 9 more cities that we can target.
Like for service areas?
Yes, service areas that we will be targeting.
Okay, so I'll do Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
I'm also looking at the map to make sure that I spelled this correctly.
You're good.
Okay, what's next to Wichita?
We'll do Mulvane, Kansas.
Hold on. Let me look at the map for that.
You're good.
Mulvane, sorry, I can't seem to locate it. Can you help me spell that out, please?
Yeah, it's Mulvane.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Next.
We'll do, you already have Wellington on there?
Yes.
Okay. The next one we'll do is Caldwell.
Caldwell, right?
Yeah, it's Caldwell.
Okay.
Then we'll do Anthony.
Okay.
Let's do Arkansas City.
Arkansas, okay.
Probably Augusta.
Okay, Augusta.
Yep. Goddard.
Goddard. Can you also spell that out for me?
Yeah, G-O-D-D-A-R-D.
Okay, next.
Harper.
Harper, okay.
How many more do you need?
Hold on, let me count how many we have. So Wellington, Wichita, Mulvane, Caldwell, Anthony, Arkansas, Augusta, Goddard, Harper, so one more.
One more. Let's just go with I don't even know. We can do Winfield.
Winfield, okay. Okay, so this will be the 10 cities that we will target. We will make sure that whenever people in general searches for the services that you provide, we will make sure that you will appear on the first page on the search results within these 10 cities that we are targeting.
Okay.
Okay, and if I may ask, do you know if you have an existing Google business profile?
I don't have a business profile. I tried, connecting my other profile to it, but it's not working. And I don't know how to make a business profile on Google.
Okay, yeah, because I tried searching for one earlier, but I did not find one, but I just have to ask you just to make sure. And
I don't have a business profile for Google.
Okay, not a problem at all. You don't have to worry because that's what we're here for. So we will be creating a Google business profile for you. We'll make sure to optimize it as well. And Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google search and maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. And as you are the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and the requirements via email. And do you have any business cards or any signages?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Because if you have one, this would actually like greatly improve your chances of success with video verification. Do you have plans in creating one?
I'm sorry, in creating what?
I mean, creating a business card or signage.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking into it.
Okay, good. If you can have it readily available with everything else when it comes time to do your video verification, then that will greatly improve your chances of success.
Okay.
And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you'll receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Please make sure you are in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions. And also, just in case the postcard method is used, though it's highly unlikely, that's the least of the verification method that Google is going to be used, but still, just in case, it's important it's important for the optimization process with Google that you start checking your mail for the PV code 3 days after we send it and every day after. It looks like a postcard or junk mail. Please be diligent about checking for the postcard, warn whoever is checking the mail to look for it, and let us know the code immediately once received. We'll be calling you on a regular basis to follow up with this code until you receive it, so please be aware that you need to answer our calls to the phone number on file. We'd also really appreciate your full cooperation with us.
Okay. So when I receive the postcard, give you guys a call and let you know the number on it, right?
Yes, that is correct. But this is just in case the postcard method is used. But the postcard method is the least verification method that Google will use. They will usually use a video verification.
Okay.
Yeah, the video verification is much faster as well compared to the postcard method.
Okay.
Okay, and well, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. Tina has sent you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So if you can please send us with photos with what's on the list as soon as you can, that will be really helpful as well. And so here are what's on the list. First one is tools and or equipment. Second, work vehicle with license plate. Third, business license or insurance. Fourth, business card. Fifth, business registration. Sixth, invoice. And lastly, a picture of your workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, just either respond directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. We will also follow up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed.
Okay.
And also, as you've mentioned earlier, you don't have the license, insurance, and business registration. So just send us with whatever you have for now, and we'll just let you know if we need more.
Okay, so what do I need to send over? Do I need to send it over right now?
No, it's okay. You don't have to do that right away. You can do that later on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, but just want you to confirm if you received the email to make sure that you have it. Will you be able to check?
You said it was from Tina?
Yeah, Tina sent it earlier, but it may come up as an email from Local Splash. So it was sent about 3 p.m. your time earlier.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Let me check my junk folder here.
So Tina sent like 3 emails. The first email is the Local Splash initial invoice, which contained the terms and conditions where you've signed it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the Welcome to Local Splash email that contains your username and password for your client dashboard. And the third one is the one that says Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification.
Okay. I just seen that.
Okay, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Do I just need to send them to this email?
Just respond to that email, and that should do.
Just respond to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you can do that later on.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move in on.
I will save this then, and then I will get pictures of that stuff and send it over.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, moving on. So here in Local Splash, we have a new feature, and that is to create weekly coding posts on behalf of your business. Posts are a great way to get attention in real estate and Google, as well as improve optimization. You'll be able to preview, edit, or delete this scheduled post anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like to opt in this program? This is completely for free, and it's also a very good thing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. And, well, you mentioned earlier that you do have an existing Yelp page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me actually just search you on Yelp. Just give me a second. My system is acting up. Just hold on, please.
You're good. What you got, boy? Ha! Don't.
I'm still here. Just give me a few more minutes.
You're okay.
Thank you.
You're good. Hey.
Thank you for patiently waiting, and I'm sorry for that. For some reason, it was not showing me any search results in Yelp, but I finally have it. So yeah, if I may ask, do you have access to your existing Yelp page?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's perfect, because we also do Yelp optimization. That's also a part of your package, so you don't really have to pay extra for this. Would you like us to optimize your Yelp page?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So for us to optimize your Yelp page, we will be, or we'll need you to add us as admin to your existing Yelp page. And for you to add us as admin, I'm going to send you an email with the steps on how to add us as admin to your existing Yelp page.
Okay.
Okay, and well, how about a Facebook business page? You don't have one yet, right?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, hold on.
Yes, I do.
Is it also named JW Mobile Welding?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I tried searching for one earlier. I did see one. However, I wasn't sure if it was yours. Hold on. Okay, it's JW Mobile Welding LLC in Facebook.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I found it, and, well, you do have access to this, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's perfect. So since you have Facebook ads listed as one of the products in your package with us, then we will also need to have admin access or manager access to your existing Facebook page so that we can run the ads and also optimize your Facebook business page. I'm also going to send you a separate email with a steps on how to add us as admin to your existing Facebook page.
Okay.
And also, just a heads up, we don't really do like your normal social media managing stuff. What we do is only the ads and also optimize your Facebook business page. So we don't really interact with the customers for comments or messages. That's going to be on your end.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you. And talking about Facebook ads, since you have it listed as one of the products in your package with us, will you be able to send us specific images to use in your ads?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what call to action would you like for your ad campaign? Would you like direct calls, Facebook form fill, or Facebook Messenger?
Facebook Messenger.
Facebook Messenger, okay. So with Facebook Messenger selected, you will be receiving a message through the Messenger app. And please make sure that you have downloaded the Messenger app, as it's a very good way to communicate with your potential customers. And also, the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app as well. And as per Facebook's policy, you have to respond to these messages within 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
No, I'm on the phone. Thank you.
And, well, just in case we need to get in touch with you, like for follow-ups or something, so we'll need to call you. We're open from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Do you have any preferred day or time that we can call you, or are you okay with us contacting you anytime we're open?
Anytime is fine.
Anytime, okay. Any day as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And do you have a logo?
Not yet.
Not yet. So do you have plans on creating one?
Yes.
Okay, good, because we can actually also create... Oh, sorry, I'll say that again.
You guys can create one?
Yeah, we can actually create one for you. However, it's just going to be like your generic logo. If you'd like, then we can create one for you for now while waiting for the official logo that you will be creating.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, so now you will be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. And as I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and just reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google Business Profile. Sorry. We can use this for your Google Business Profile, website, and more. You can reply to that email with up to 20 images or feel free to upload as many as you'd like to your client dashboard. Please ensure they are high resolution and good quality. And once you have the logo, please send that over as well. And if the images you provided are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high-quality stock photos as temporary placeholders on your new website. These stock images will be industry-related, but if you notice any that don't fit, please let us know and we will replace them. And all of our images are copyright-protected. So if you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please let us know before responding.
Okay.
And, well, you should have received, or, well, you did receive the email with login credentials to your client dashboard, so that the client dashboard will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's also mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we list your business on. And you'll also receive the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You'll be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Okay.
So now let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it is verified. You should see results within 45 to 60 days. Don't forget you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. And as all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence, it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google, or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business Profile, those are all spam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable request that you may receive.
Okay.
And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we'd like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and just see how your account is progressing. 3 weeks from now, that's exactly going to be April 4th. Is that a good day for us to give you a follow-up call?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay, April 4th, should we do the same time that we did the call earlier, about 4 p.m. your time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm also going to add you to the calendar so that you receive a reminder when we'll give you a call.
Okay.
Okay, so well, this actually concludes our interview. Well, thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any other questions that I'm able to help you out with?
No, I think that's it. Other than the Google Business page, were you guys doing that, or do I need to do that?
Yeah, don't worry about that. We will be the one. Yeah, we will be the one that's going to create your Google Business profile.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to check because I don't know how to do that. So.
Yeah, it's okay. That's actually what we mainly will do, and that's what we will optimize to put you on the first page.
Okay.
And well, after 5 to 7 days, please review all of the information that has been submitted, and please let us know if anything needs to be changed so that we can complete them as soon as possible. You have our client support phone number. Again, that's 877-635-6225. You'll also receive this by email, so please do not hesitate to reach out to us if you have any questions. You can reach us via phone calls, emails, text messages, or live chat. And again, we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. PST. That's Monday through Friday. And you can even schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. And lastly, please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We'll also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome.
Last question. Can I?
Oh, okay.
I can upload the business registration and license and insurance on my profile online, right?
On the dashboard? Yeah, certainly, definitely. Once you have it, you can certainly upload it on the dashboard.
Okay, I will do that. I think that's all I had.
Okay. Yeah. Again, if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Everybody will be able to help.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Goodbye for now.
You too, bye.